This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A young girl, her mother, and another woman were killed during a Russian missile strike on Kyiv on Thursday after the air raid shelter they rushed into reportedly failed to open. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda reports.
In this attack, the Ukrainian military says Russia used 10 missiles and all of them were shot down. But the city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, says a fragment caused the deaths.
Yes, of course, people very angry. People very angry. It's not the war, it's genocide against Ukraine, against Ukrainian people from Russia.
Russia has accused Ukraine's forces of increasing their own shelling on border regions in recent weeks, including wounding 8 people Thursday.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laritonda reporting. The United States Thursday imposed sanctions on members and affiliates of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and its external operations arm. Washington has accused them of participating in terrorist plots targeting former U.S. government officials and Iranian dissidents, including journalists. The U.S. Treasury Department said the action targets 3 Iran and Turkey-based individuals, a company affiliated with the Quds Force, that's the external operations arm, as well as 2 senior officials of the IRGC's intelligence organization who've been involved in plotting external lethal operations against civilians, including journalists and activists. This is the latest of U.S. sanctions against Iranian operatives accused of targeting U.S. officials and Iranian dissidents. In 2021, the Treasury Department sanctioned Iranian operatives for attempting to kidnap Iranian critic and VOA Persian host Masih Alinejad. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that China's decision to decline a meeting between U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs is unfortunate, particularly given provocative Chinese behavior, to use his term. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
U.S. officials had invited China's Minister of National Defense, Li Xiangfu, to hold talks with Secretary Austin on the sidelines of a defense summit in Singapore this week. Beijing declined the meeting, with a spokeswoman saying the U.S. knows clearly why there are currently difficulties with military communication. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials said Tuesday a Chinese fighter pilot had performed an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver near an American surveillance aircraft operating over the South China Sea last week in Tokyo on a brief stop before his arrival in Singapore. Austin said China's decision was particularly unfortunate given its recent behavior in the region, but he added he's always willing to talk.
I think defense departments should be talking to each other on a routine basis, or should have open channels for communication.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden attended the commencement exercises at the U.S. Air Force Academy Thursday. While he was there, he took a tumble. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
The president was greeting the graduates with salutes and handshakes and turned to jog back toward his seat when he fell. The 80-year-old president was helped up and returned to his seat. The White House says he tripped over a sandbag and is fine. His message to Air Force Academy graduates.
The nation needs you.
He thanked them for choosing service over self.
Graduates, you've made a noble choice to lead a life of service. Now, you also shoulder a great privilege and a mighty responsibility.
He told graduates that great privilege is of leading in a world that will only get more confusing in the years to come. I'm Ed Donahue.
Zimbabwe's parliament has approved a controversial law that ostensibly promotes patriotism, but has been denounced by the opposition as a draconian attempt to stifle dissent ahead of national elections. The bill passed by the lower house criminalizes acts that damage what it calls the sovereignty and national interest of the Southern African country. In the most extreme cases, violators run the risk of up to 20 years in prison. The law was approved just hours after the government announced nationwide elections for August 23rd. And the Indian government will not consider any proposals for new coal plants for the next 5 years and focus instead on its growing renewables sector. This is according to an updated national electricity plan released late Wednesday. The temporary pause in the growth of the dirty fuel was hailed by energy experts as a positive step for a country that is currently reliant on coal for around 75% of its electricity. Marissa Melton, VOA News.